Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Panther Insider Show. Pat Bostick along for the ride today. Going to head out to the fan hotline. Very privileged and excited to have the great Dave Finoli on the show, a Pittsburgh sports historian, an accomplished author with a huge collection of books, The Church Pews, History of Golf Premier Events in Western Pennsylvania, which came out in advance of the U.S. Open. All-time all-stars for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the best players at each position. Just awesome stuff from Dave Finoli. His latest, we're going to discuss today, The Uninvited, the 1963 Pitt Panthers. Dave, good morning. Thanks for making time for us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I made a connection. I'm very familiar with your work. It's all over the place. But the great E.J. Borghetti connected us via email, and I'm thankful that he did because his father played for the 1963 Pitt Panthers. In fact, he is on the cover of your book, I believe, and looking quite handsome in doing so. First of all, what's the impetus to write books like these? Because you've done so many. Where does it start for you in the process?
I'll tell you what. My uncle and father were such passionate Pittsburgh sports fans, and from the time I was 5 and 6, all I wanted to do was root on local teams, and I caught the Pitt bug at 10 years old when I went to my first Pitt game at Pitt Stadium, and just fell in love with the sports, even though Pitt was not really a good team at that point in time. But Lord knows, a few years later, they gave me my greatest sports thrill when they won the 76 national championship. So it's just been a passion all my life.
And I've gotten a chance to know in my work at the university a number of the men that played in the 60s and played for John Michael Olson, the head coach at the University of Pittsburgh. And the 63 team is the stuff of legend. And that year, obviously, beyond what was happening on the football field, there was a lot of civil unrest in our country. And obviously, we know what would happen with President John F. Kennedy. Let's give background on that team, because it's one of the better teams in Pitt history that didn't have much to show for it.
It absolutely is. It was a very troubled time. 63 is really when civil rights violence started becoming more at the forefront of the news headlines daily. It's when we weren't really thoroughly involved at Vietnam, but we were setting that up. And the next year, that would become, unfortunately, a reality. So these men were facing a lot of upheaval outside, as everyone was growing up during the time. But 62 was not a good year for the team. Edward Litchfield was chancellor at the university at the time, and Michael Olson had a reputation for being conservative football, you know, playing necessarily not to win was the moniker on him, but trying to play not to lose. Jim Trafficant, who became a very controversial U.S. congressman after his time at Pitt, was the quarterback, who basically became a little insubordinate. Talked to Jim O'Brien, who ended up being a legendary sports writer, was the Pitt News sports editor at the time, about his issues with the Pitt staff, making the claim the worst decision he ever made was staying at Pitt, being insubordinate by ignoring some of Michael Olson's calls. And basically Litchfield kind of backed this up by almost threatening Michael Olson's job if you don't open up the offense. He wouldn't have a job, basically. So it came into the year very controversial. And somehow this group of special men, and that's what they were, bonded together and just formed this stunning, surprising, fabulous season. And the exciting part that kind of drove me was not only the things that brought them fame, which was basically not being invited to a bowl game, but what they did off the field. I mean, you had 10 dentists out of a 50-man roster, a couple doctors. You had the COO of U.S. Steel came from this team. The captain is in the National College Football Hall of Fame, not because of necessarily what he did on the field, but his exceptional work as an industrial engineering major at the school. So it's just a fascinating story of how these guys bonded in a very tumultuous time that makes this story so great.
Well, if you look at if you chronicle the season, the Panthers went 9-1. Their lone loss was on October 26th at the wonderful Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis to the eventual Heisman Trophy winner. Roger Staubach was the quarterback of that team. That was their lone loss. Went 9-1, beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame Stadium handily 27-7, beat Miami on the road at the Orange Bowl, beat Penn State, beat West Virginia, played a bunch of West Coast teams early, both on the road and at home. And here they are going into their last game, and they're going to play Penn State, and they're probably, you would think, in a position at number 3 or number 4 in the country that if they win that game, they have a chance at a national championship. And that's when things got pretty crazy, those last couple weeks of the season. Unpack that for us, Dave.
Exactly. They had come off that loss to Navy. They actually outgained Navy in the game, but turned the ball over 6 times. Navy did not turn it over at all, so you know, many of the Pitt players felt they could have won that game or should have won that game. But the next week they play Syracuse at home. They fall behind. They're a little down, fall behind 21-8, and then make a dramatic comeback to win 35-27. And all of a sudden they're on fire. They blow out Notre Dame 27-7. Army, who's having a great season at the time, I believe it only lost one game and had beaten Penn State, who I believe was nationally ranked at the time. They just crush Army 28-0, and everything's looking bright for this team. And you're right. They certainly were on the edge of possibly being a team who could play for the national championship. And then it happens. In a bad year, countrywide, the worst thing happens and the president is shot. The nation is stunned. You know, there's just an excellent description of the feelings on campus at the time in the Pitt News that we chronicle in the book. And a lot of sports around the area, they don't know whether to play because the next day Pitt's scheduled to play Penn State. And Penn State has a lot of injured guys, not playing their best at the year. And Pitt probably would have rolled over Penn State at the time. Many teams decided to play that weekend, which put them in a better position as a bowl, whereas Pitt decided to hold off, honor the president, and push their game to Penn State. They had a game scheduled, their year-end game against Miami was November 30th, so the Penn State game had to be pushed back 2 weeks. And what happened, the Bulls And it was a combination. It wasn't all the Bulls, but the Bulls weren't willing to necessarily wait to see if Pitt beat Penn State, which was a rivalry, and anything can happen in a rivalry. But also, their AD Frank Carver was intent on getting the Cotton Bowl bid. So there were a few bids that had come up that he basically kind of dragged his feet on. The Bulls didn't want to wait that he was dragging his feet on, so they chose not to go with him, including the Sun Bowl at the end, which wanted to that waited for Pitt, but Pitt again was dragging its feet a little bit, so they backed off immediately. But quite frankly, without playing a major bowl, the Orange Bowl was, they claimed they were concerned about Pitt not being able to draw some folks down there, which the businesses in Miami completely disagreed with. And again, it was more a thing that the Orange Bowl didn't want to wait. So the Cotton Bowl was basically all that was left for Pitt. And as it came down to it, their odds that kept reducing and reducing. First, it was if Navy won, they would get the Cotton Bowl bid. Then there was controversy over whether Navy would accept the bid. Then finally, they said the winner of the Army-Navy game would get the Cotton Bowl bid unless there was a tie. So basically, unless that game ended in a tie, Pitt was going to be left out. And in the end, that's what happened.
Unbelievable stuff. Talking to Dave Finoli, author of Uninvited, the 1963 Pitt Panthers. You can find this book on Amazon. I know you're all familiar with Amazon. It's just an outstanding chronicle of a special season that ended without a special result. And ultimately, John Michael Olson would no longer serve as head coach 2 years later. 1965 was his last team. Pitt went from 9-1 to 3-5-2 in 64, 3-7 in 1965, his last season as head coach. But I want to give you a chance here as we wrap things up, Dave, and appreciate your time to cite some of the names from that team in 1963, some of the better players that, again, among the Hugh Greens and Dan Marinos and Aaron Donalds and Curtis Martins, these men maybe don't rise to the top. But if you put the if you did a composite of their playing accolades and professional accomplishments, these are among the finest football players to ever wear the Pitt uniform.
Absolutely. Paul Martha was a consensus All-American. And again, like the rest, whereas he had a nice career with the Steelers and the Broncos, his thing was basically running Edward DeBartolo's sports empire in Pittsburgh, head of the Civic Arena, head of the Maulers. I mean, Ernie Borghetti basically was another first-team All-American, great player at the school, but he became a very successful dentist. Rick Gleason, who was the powerful fullback, he was a preseason Playboy All-American. He basically decides to forego pro football because he knew he had a spot in the dental school, and if he signed the football contract, his comment was, there were probably 25 people waiting to get my spot. So he made that decision. You had John Maczuzak, who was the man who played one game in the pros but went on to become the COO of National Steel. Another great guy, the quarterback who came in, Fred Masaryk, who replaced Jim Trafficant in 1963 and just became a wonderful, wonderful all-around quarterback. And quite frankly, as the season moved on, he was one of the better players, or probably the best offensive player on the team. Without him, they don't go 9-1, certainly. You got Marty Schottenheimer, who back then they were still, that was probably the last year they were a true two-way team. But Marty Schottenheimer was one of the specialists on the team. He was a linebacker and became a great linebacker at Pitt, but more known as a legendary NFL coach. Fred Hoglin, who probably their most successful professional player. He was a Pro Bowl player in 1969, but went on to be one of the great assistant coaches in NFL history, 24 seasons. And was part of two Super Bowl winning teams. But there's a lot of guys here. Eric Crabtree, who Levy, who was head coach of California before he became the legendary coach of the Buffalo Bills, said Eric Crabtree couldn't even get in the starting lineup, and he was the best running back on the team. Ended up with a great NFL career. So there were just a lot of guys, and the thing that struck me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once you look at them, one of the highest awards Pitt gives is awardee of distinction.
Yep.
And at least half of these players on this team eventually earn that for what they did off the field too. And, you know, you're right. There weren't any guys that stick out as a Hugh Green, but they're all great. And they all brought the pride to the university. And their contributions, in my mind, we're getting maybe forgotten by folks, and hopefully this kind of preserves their memories, which is deserved.
There's no question. And Dave, we really appreciate your time this morning, the effort that you put into all your work. This book, The Uninvited, 1963 Pitt Panthers, you can find on Amazon. I encourage you to read it about this team. We appreciate their accomplishments and not only what they did on the field, but beyond. And you do such a great job putting that into your piece. So thank you for your time this morning. Have a great weekend and appreciate all you do.
Well, I appreciate it. And I also appreciate you bringing up, I heard you brought up the 1910 Pitt team this morning, which we wrote a book on earlier, who I agree 100% deserves to be recognized as a national champion by the university.
Well, who knows? Team. Maybe we can make that happen, Dave. Appreciate your time and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
There he goes. Dave Finoli, author of Uninvited, the 1963 Pitt Panthers. But it's the 2025 Pitt Panthers that we're going to turn our attention to. Got an exciting announcement. I have to recap a round of golf I played with some great friends yesterday and great Pitt supporters, the Valisek brothers from Ford City, that had an interesting twist to it. And when we summarize it, you may not believe it. More Panthers Insider after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.